Talking to Dr. Seth Stein, Deering Professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at Northwestern. And Dr. Stein, there was a story this week from the University of Michigan that the Earth is quieting down because of the pandemic. What does that mean?
Everything we do, you know, particular things like driving cars, operating machinery, produces very, very low amplitude seismic waves. Okay, so these are kind of like, I'm saying that's a hum. The Earth is sort of humming. Or you'll hear it called seismic noise. Noise is a word that scientists use for the part of the signal that doesn't interest you. So the noise produced by human activities does this. If you look at, like, how much seismic noise you could see on seismometers, that varies during the week. So, you know, historically, like on the weekends, it's a lot lower. Fewer people are driving, fewer machineries operating, et cetera, et cetera. Now that people aren't driving pretty much at all, and a lot of big facilities, factories, and heavy machinery is shut down, then it's sort of like having a super weekend or something.
How much quieter actually is it?
About a third.
Wow. Well, let's go back before machinery. In pre-industrial times, would humans make any noise?
Quieter than today, okay, because you didn't have any machinery operating. Nobody was driving trucks around. You still have a lot of this seismic noise that's produced by things like wind operating on the Earth, or even more so, ocean waves crashing into the seashore and so on.
Do we learn anything from this? Is there a good academic pursuit on the other side of watching this happen?
Yeah, there is. There's a couple of things. One of them is we can actually use that noise, because it's still seismic energy bouncing around in the Earth, to study things like the thickness of various layers close to the surface of the Earth. For example, in the Midwest, it's a really good way to study how thick the glacial sediments are on top of the Earth, on the shallowest part of the Earth. So that's one use of that noise directly. The other thing is that as the noise becomes less, goes down, other signals that interest us, for example, distant earthquakes, become easier to see. So, like, you know, if you could only see, like, a magnitude 6 earthquake on the other side of the world before this, then if the noise goes down, you might be able to see, like, a magnitude 5.
Are we better at predicting, then, an earthquake?
No. Predicting earthquakes is about how the rocks actually break. And that's something we don't know how to do and probably can't. You know, there's two good analogies there that are worth thinking about. One of them actually goes back to the famous Charles Richter. And he said, like, trying to predict when exactly an earthquake would happen is like taking a stick and bending it and trying to predict exactly when it's going to break. Okay? You know it's going to break.
Right.
But you can't say it's going to break now rather than 30 seconds later. And there's another one someone else told me, which I thought was really good, which he said, look, you know, we'll be predicting earthquakes about a year after the airlines can tell you when the wings are going to break on a plane. And they don't know that. What they do is they replace the wings or any other part every so many 100 hours of operation because they know it's starting to get weaker. But they're not at the point they can say, you know, okay, well, the plane can fly to New York and then the wing needs to be changed because if it went on to London, it would break. If they just take them off out of service long before to make sure that there's not going to be any danger to anybody.
Right. When we start ramping back up, are people like you, are professors like you and other scientists going to be watching this evolution of the rebuild?
Yeah, we'll see it happening. Right now, I've seen data from U.S., from Belgium, and from the U.K., and that's just what I've seen online that people have posted. I'm sure that the same would be true in any other of the industrial countries. So you'll see it come back again.
Studying how noisy or quiet the Earth is, this actually might be a very useful metric for economists, too, to look at.
It would give you a pretty good overall measure of the level of activity, you know, but not direct economic. In other words, in the sense, remember that on the weekends it goes down just because, like, people aren't working at factories and so on, you know, or a lot of heavy equipment isn't operating even under normal conditions. Take a big construction site, you know, or big turbine, you know, generators. I mean, they'll be operating less on weekends. So, but it will be a good way of looking at how things are recovering. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Dr. Seth Stein, Deering Professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at Northwestern. Thanks for your time.
Okay, glad to help you out.
Coming up, we'll take you to the White House for the daily briefing. But first, Lauren Lapka's got the WGN traffic.